Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Mem Vav, Gittin 46a, pagination is 91. We'll start on the facing page with the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. When a person does give a get to his wife, there is a concern that he might be doing the get conditionally in some way, in which case the stakes are very high for us to need to clarify exactly how this get is being given. In general, we have the husband make a declaration that there are no strings attached and there are no conditions. The concern being that if you sell a property, for example, you do such a transaction on condition, so the worst that will happen is if the condition is not met, one of these contingencies could change things, and it'll be a lot of paperwork. We'll have to go back and realize that it wasn't necessarily a transaction that we thought it was. A person sells a property with a condition that he can get zoning for a different property that he's planning to use in a certain way. You make all kinds of conditions, and as long as everybody's agreeable and does it properly, that doesn't faze us. But by a get, the woman would assume the condition to be met. She'll go get married. She might have children from the second husband, and then suddenly the first husband wakes up with all of his conditions, and we realize that perhaps the woman was never truly divorced, or it could be she was truly divorced, but it leaves an opening for the first husband to make a lot of noise, and that noise could be damaging to the children from the second husband. They could get stigmatized, even if halachically they're totally kosher. But the risk ultimately is that the children from the second husband might be identified as mamzerim chas v'shalom, even if they're not. But there may be a la'az, a bad reputation, as a result. And therefore, the two mishnayos over here outline three specific cases which Chazal identified as vulnerable to these types of conditions, and we have a declaration and a rule in place that the first husband will not be able to take his wife back if he is in fact divorcing her because of one of these three reasons. The Mishnah states, Hamotzi es ishta mishum shem ra. A person is divorcing his wife because she has a bad name. She's acting improperly in an immoral fashion. But it's only a reputation. It's not that we have clear witnesses that she lived with another man or something. It's a bad name. This is a perfect example of a risk case. Because what would happen if later on he'll find out that the rumors were started by people who don't like them as a couple, and that there was no basis for the rumors, and he's going to say that the get that I gave her was given by mistake, and I want to undo it because I was misled. It's a mekach ta'us. It was a transaction made by mistake. You want to pull such a thing by a regular financial transaction, so you could say, I was duped. But over here, there's a risk that she'll get married to a second husband, and she'll have children from that husband, and now you're going to start making noise about the get. Lo yachzir. The rule is that we tell the first husband, if this is the reason you're divorcing her, you may not take her back, even if it's proven that the rumors were false. Likewise, Mishum Neder Lo Yachzir, if the issue is that she makes vows, and that's why you're objecting, and you don't want to be married to her, because a woman who makes vows brings punishment on the family, it's hard to fulfill vows, etc. If that's why you're getting rid of her, Lo Yachzir, you're not going to be able to take her back. We're concerned that Nedarim especially are the kind of thing that can be worked out. She'll make this neder, and then she'll find out that there's a way to be matir neder, and there are different things that can be done to address the issues. We don't want this get to be an open book. It's got to have closure. And therefore we tell him, if this is your topic, you cannot take her back, even if it turns out that you could work all these things out. Because once it's open-ended, she'll get married to another husband, and this first husband can make trouble. Dropping down to the Gemara, two lines from the bottom line. Amar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Vuhusha Amar la Mishum Shemra Ani Motzi Acha, Mishum Neder Ani Motzi Acha. The concern here, according to this first presentation of the Gemara, and it does get more sophisticated, but we're not going to go there today. But according to this first presentation in the Gemara, it's only if he stated at the time of the get that he's getting rid of her, putting her as a divorced woman because of these reasons. He has to say that for us to have these concerns. Because, let's think this through, otherwise, if he never said these things, he never said why he's giving the get, then the get is given unconditionally, and according to this first presentation in the Gemara, there are no concerns that he can undo the get. Obviously, this topic can certainly be debated. If everybody knows that she had a bad name in town and then the husband goes and divorces her, one could conjecture that the reason was because she had a bad name. And if that bad name gets cleared up and we identify who started the rumors, one could imagine arguing that maybe he could create problems later, even though he didn't explicitly say this at the time the get was given, that this is the reason I'm giving the get. But all of that being said, the first presentation in the Gemara says that circumstantial assumptions can be ignored, and it's only if he explicitly says at the time of the get why he's giving the get that we pounce on him and say, you need to know that we will not accept that as a condition in the get. And if you're giving it because of a bad name or because of Nedarim, be aware that you'll never be able to take her back. And this is a done deal. And think through well what you're doing so that there are no conditions on this get. Kasavar, this first approach is based on the fact, Taima Mai Mishum Kilkula, we're worried about her and her children from the second husband getting messed up. If he makes such a statement, which sounds like a condition on the get, we're worried that he can mess her up. But if he didn't state it explicitly at the time that he's giving the get, then he can't mess her up, so we have nothing to worry about. And if it turns out, whatever it turns out, he could take her back according to this first presentation. Drop down about 10 lines, and the beginning of a line, Tanya Kalishna Kama, there's a brisa supporting this first approach. Amar Rab Meir said, Mipnei Ma Omru, why did they say, Hamotzi Asishta Mishum Shem Ra, that if you divorce a wife because of a bad name, Lo Yachzir, you can't take her back afterwards, Umishum Neder, Lo Yachzir, and because of vows, you can't take her back afterwards, Shematelech Vitinase La'acher, lest she go and get married to a second husband. V'nimtzu'u devorim ba'do'in. And later on, the person finds out that the words were all phony. It was a false rumor. V'yomar, and he might say, Ilu ayisi yodea shekeinu, had I known, afilu amayinosnum l'neyam money, even if they paid me to get rid of her, lo ayisi megarsha, I never would have done it. V'nimtza get batal v'neha mamzerim, and the get could theoretically be undone, or at least the rumors could start because of his arguments, which would create a stigma, and the children could be viewed as mamzerim. Lefikach, therefore, omrim lo, we tell him, heve yodeya, be on alert, shehamotzi es ishto mishum shemra, if you're getting rid of her because of this bad name, lo yachsir, you will not be able to take her back, umishum neder lo yachsir, and because of a neder likewise, you will not be able to take her back. Turning the page, about 10 lines from the top, Masnisin, the second Mishnah on this topic, Hamotzi es ishto mishum eilonis, if a man divorces his wife because she's an eilonis, which is a specific category, type of ailment, if you will, a category of women, eilonis that can't bear children and have different characteristics. And here also, there's a concept of lo yachzir, that you can't take her back afterwards because we're worried that she'll marry a second husband, and by that husband she will have children, and the first husband will say, had I known that it was possible to have children with her, or that she's capable of having children, and the reason we're not having children is from the man, so then I never would have divorced her, and we could have a mess on our hands. So we tell him clearly, you're giving this get unconditionally. And indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Yud, Halacha Gimel, Sif Gimel, these three cases are grouped together, Motzi Shemra, Nadronis, and Eilonis. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.